Let's see, our next reader is Carrie Danielson.
I'm not ready to say goodbye. Thoughts of you whirl around while I hike, lift one leg after another. Yours can't do that now. You don't see the scarlet tanager feed her fledgling. You can't inhale the incense cedar or delight in the shock of cold water in the Stuart River. These pleasures of the flesh moments that tick by, they validate life worth living. You've had your last second. I visit your final moment, imagine it, obsess on it. JB is here with me now, your old basset hound. He makes me laugh, so comical a body. My neighbor thought we had adopted a seal. His bay is so strange. I wonder what he thought that night, what he did, what he knows. Did he try to help you? Did he try to save you? Trapped in his old, impossible body, did he do his best? And did I? Did I push you hard enough? Did I let convention and fear of impolite trespass stop me from insisting, from forcing you to act? You said you were afraid. That should have been enough. That should have been the line I had to cross. I comfort myself saying, no one can imagine that. No one could predict something so contrary to nature. But the world is full of proof. Proof that the little hands created in our wombs can turn against us. That darling golden boy, ringlets and beautiful eyes, that little mouth that sucked at your breast and flapped his arms in delight when you entered the room, he became the devil. He made you afraid. He slammed the doors. He stole your money. He refused to grow, to take flight, to leave. Some broken wing in him brought him to that moment, to the second he picked up the knives and lunged. JB, a silent basset witness. How could that boy look into your gentle eyes, your fear, your small body, and be filled with such anger, such violence? How did it feel as the knife cut, the wounds adding up, one deadly cut after another, a slice here, an attack there, 15 in all, 15, from those hands that you created? Then your beautiful boy, your flesh, deserted you as life burst from you. JB by your side, I imagining him snuggling up, instinctually knowing as that smell of death filled his nose. And we are all left with milestones. I'll take care of JB for you, because that is all I can think to do.